back to his home state. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The fugitive who fled an Alabama prison with a corrections officer a week and a half ago is expected to be arraigned tonight. The pair were caught yesterday.
Casey White is here at the Vandenberg County Jail waiting for Lauderdale County deputies to take him back to Alabama. That 11-day manhunt ended here in a ditch when authorities rammed the Cadillac the fugitive couple was driving and ultimately rolled it into that ditch. The sheriff here, Dave Wedding, says that's a good thing because the two were armed for a fight. Four 9mm handguns, one AR-15 with 223 rounds in it, even a taser. The couple still had $29,000 cash with them despite prepaying 2 weeks at the Motel 41. That's where authorities closed in on them, sparking the fight that ultimately ended with Vicky White shooting herself. She ultimately died of those injuries.
Fox's Mike Tobin outside the Vandenberg County Jail in Indiana. Sheriff's officials in Alabama believe Vicky White helped Casey White escape and that the two had an intimate relationship. The White House defending President Biden's stance on inflation, saying the president is doing everything he can.
The steps that he can take and he has taken, of course, include a historic release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, leading the world in their release to ensure there's more supply in the global markets to reduce the price of oil.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if COVID relief money helped drive inflation. She said the American Rescue Plan was needed to ramp up the economy after COVID lockdowns. Republican Senator Rick Scott said the president is responsible for the spike in inflation and called on him to resign. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Ukrainian military was gradually pushing away Russian troops away from Kharkiv as it tries to move them back toward the Russian border, though they say Russian missiles hit the port of Odessa in an effort to disrupt supply lines. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We're learning more about the three Americans who died at a Sandals resort in the Bahamas.
Authorities are trying to piece together the tragic puzzle leading to the deaths of 68-year-old Michael Phillips and his 65-year-old wife, Robbie. The travel agents from Tennessee were found dead in their villa. Another vacationer, 64-year-old Florida resident Vincent Chirella, was also found in a separate villa along with his wife, who was airlifted to a Florida hospital. Local authorities say all three went searching earlier for medical help because they were not feeling well. Samples taken from the three have been sent to a lab in Pennsylvania, while officials are also collecting samples from the rooms where they were staying and the surrounding property to determine whether any contaminants were present. CJ Papa, Fox News.
San Mateo, California District Attorney's Office says it will not file criminal charges against former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson after he was recorded on video punching a fellow passenger aboard a plane at San Francisco International Airport last month. Prior to the incident, the other passenger was seen on the video standing over Tyson's seat, waving his arms and talking animatedly while the former boxer sits quietly. DA Stephen Wagstaff said they took into consideration the conduct of the victim leading up to the incident and the interaction of Tyson and the victim. Police had previously said the victim provided few details about the altercation and refused to cooperate with the investigation. Two people with ties to Amazon workers' first successful union effort have been fired by the company.
The company says the firings have nothing to do with workers at a warehouse on Staten Island, New York, voting last month to join a union. Matt Cusick says he went on COVID-19 leave, returning to work April 29th as instructed. He says he was told after being fired that that leave period had only extended to April 26th. Amazon says Tristan Dutchin was fired for poor job performance in the bottom 3% in productivity after being given 5 warnings about it last summer.
Fox's Chris Foster on Wall Street. The Dow lost 84, the Nasdaq plus 114. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.